When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's time once again. I'm excited. The day has finally come. Oh, yeah, you're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast. I'm Aaron Camaro. This is Chris Sinzak.
I've got it easy this week.
Yeah, you do.
The onus is on you to produce.
Kicking back,
I'm just going to sit back and crack wise.
Well, we've been talking about doing it for over a year now, it seems like.
Yeah, this has been a format thing. This has been a concept that Aaron came up with pretty much right off the bat.
Right off the beginning. We sat down. We sat down when we first talked about doing the Decibel Geek Podcast and talked about, you know, show ideas, things we could do. We came up with, like, Radio Sucks. We talked about interviews, you know, who we wanted to talk to, the type of people we wanted to talk to, the kind of show we wanted it to be. And one of my ideas from the very beginning was, hey, man, I've got a whole shitload of CDs. You know, I could do like a review show. We could call it something like Camaro's Cutout Bin.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it on and off and have always promised to do it. But you know what? It's a lot of work. And so that's why it's taken so long. But today is the day.
Yeah, Aaron, almost every time that he comes over here to record, he'll come over with the weirdest CDs, and it's like he'll be like, "I picked this up at a garage sale, or I found this at the used bookstore for, you know, a quarter."
I go to those places a lot, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and you know, he finds some real diamonds in the rough. He finds some real rough stuff too, but you know, every now and then,
as we'll find out,
there's some great music out there that you can get on the cheap. It's not expensive, you know.
Right, and the cool thing is you never know what you find, you know. And today we'll find out. There's going to be a lot of bands that we talk about today that I've never listened to before, you know, never even heard of. So,
yeah.
And most likely the same for you and everybody else.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what we come up with, but I guess we got to get the business out of the way, right?
Yeah, taking care of business on the Decibel Geek Podcast. Time for Geek of the Week. And who better? Our good friend, Bill Hale.
Bill Hale from episode, was it 36?
36, way, way back
in history. The Eminem episode, the Metallica Megadeth episode.
That was a lot of fun. We sat down with Bill and we all picked out our favorite early years Metallica and Megadeth tunes and spun them on the Decibel Geek Podcast. It was awesome.
Yeah, and you know, Bill's a famous photographer and has put out some great books on Metallica and Megadeth. And let me go to the page again real quick.
There it is.
The best place to check out those books is Metallica, The Club Days, and there's also Megadeth, Another Time, A Different Place. Both of those you can find on Amazon. Just look up Bill Hale, B-I-L-L-H-A-L-E, and you can check those out. They're some really amazing photographs you've never seen before.
Yeah, we just wanted to remind you guys those books are still out there and available, and they are awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, pick them up. Christmas is long gone, but, you know, birthdays and everything else right around the corner. Get it for yourself and enjoy it.
Yeah, and if you never heard the original interview we did with him, go back to episode 36. It's there for you to listen to.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I guess
it's been a long time since episode 36, but time now. You know what time it is. Go ahead and hit the music.
Gripping the wheel, his knuckles went white with desire. The wheels off his Camaro exploding on the highway like a slug from a 45. True death. 400 horsepower, maximum performance, piercing the night. This is Camaro's Cutout Bin.
All right, like I said, the day has finally come. It's time for Camaro's Cutout Bin. Finally. Yes.
I finally got to use that fancy theme music I've been holding for so long. Our voiceover guy, he recorded that liner like 6 months ago, maybe.
Nice.
So yeah, it's been incubating this whole time.
Everybody's been waiting for this day to come, so I say let's get right to it. Here's the deal with Camaro's Cutout Bin. we'll call it volume one because, man, I've got a lot more CDs than this. So today, we've only got time. We're going to talk about 13 different CDs, and they're all pretty random. You know, the thing that ties them all together that makes this Camaro's cutout bin is I think I paid less than $2 for each one of these. You know, never, nothing in this pile, I think, did I pay more than $2 for.
And a couple of these, $2 was too much.
In some cases, yes. And in other cases,
you got some great deals on a couple of them.
Great deals on CDs that, had I known about them, I probably would have paid more for them or got them the day they came out.
But that's because radio sucks and they don't play stuff like that.
Right. You never hear it. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get right to it.
What are we doing first?
The first pick is a CD that came out in 1999. It's called Round 13. I know you know this band. It's Crocus.
Good old Crocus.
Good old Crocus. Now, this is their 13th studio album. Now, this came out in 99. These guys are still killing it.
See, I didn't know Crocus was even releasing music in 99.
Yes, of course, Crocus best known for their single in 83, Screaming in the Night. Everybody knows that one. This is a weird album. The only original member in this band is the guitarist, Fernando Von Arb, who's pretty killer on this. Plays some good stuff. It's one of the few albums not to feature their most known singer.
Mark Storace.
Is it Storace or Storace or something?
I think it's Storace because I dated a girl with the last name Storace and it was spelled the same without the G.
Yeah, right on. That's nice how that works out sometimes.
That's a nice dig there.
Check that
out. So this is Scab Crocus.
Right, yeah. Right. This is when the rest of the band is on strike, but Fernando Von Arb carries on.
Can we really call this Crocus, though? I mean, with one guy?
I don't think so.
Although Kiss does it with two, so.
Right. You know, a lot of bands have done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll go ahead and play a clip of it. This is one I picked out I thought was pretty good. We'll get to the rest of the CD in a minute. I'll let you check this out first. This is a little taste of it called Blood Comes Easy. Yep, 1999 Crocus right there. Now, I'm going to break each one of these down to make it fair and compare them all in same light.
Before we go on.
Okay.
I checked out this CD because you handed this to me to make these clips.
Right.
How did you overlook the sheer genius of track 6 entitled Suck My Guitar?
Ah, yes.
We have to hear a little bit of this because 1999 Crocus doing a song called Suck My Guitar. I had to check it out.
All right.
And I was not disappointed.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think Korn or Limp Bizkit were shaking in their boots over that one.
No, probably not in 99. Yeah. Not too scared of the crocus anymore.
Is that song about a girl that gives good headstock?
Yes, yes. Hey, you ought to call old Fernando and see if you can get a job with Crocus.
Oh, good Lord. And they have a song called Gypsy Love on here. Gypsy spelled incorrectly.
Well, this is the thing. You know, when I'm going to do it by this. I'm going to break it down by the cover, the sleeve, the music, does it rock, and how many songs out of this CD I actually put in my iPod when I was done listening to it. The cover, I'll give him points for this. It's two dudes fighting, fist fighting in the middle of a forest fire. How badass is that, huh?
Yeah.
How badass is that? The sleeve... It's Crocus, but it doesn't have any lyrics. You would think they would. It folds out into a four-square poster of the band. But the funny thing is it's a different band in the picture than it says plays on the album.
Oh,
and
really?
Only two of the guys that actually play on the album are in the picture.
And there's no
with
red,
different people.
There's no red spandex, and there's no exposed chest hair, so this is not Crocus.
Well, you know, well, with a song like Suck My Guitar,
though,
I think
they won
that,
me back with that one.
Right, yeah, it's Crocus. And, yeah, you were going to point it out, the poor trackless spelling on the back. Which led me to believe songs were titled "White Hunt," and "Gypsy Love."
Yeah, "Gypsy Love."
I almost picked "Gypsy Love," but then I listened to it, and realized it was "Gypsy Love" and "Witch Hunt." But yeah, they're spelled weird.
Wow.
The music, I talked to a Crocus fan. They tell me this is the worst album, you know. And I can see the Swiss AC/DC comparison, you know. Especially you got to love that song "Suck My Guitar." It wouldn't be Crocus without a sweet love ditty like that.
That's making my iPod.
You know, does it rock? Yeah, it rocks. I mean, it's Crocus. You know, Fernando Von Arb's a hell of a guitar player. Songs in the iPod out of this one, 3 out of 10.
That's better than I would have expected.
But like I said, that in that first song that I picked, I wanted to pick one that was heavier and cool. And you know what? Those are pretty cool.
And Aaron got this for $1.45.
$1.45 right
so
there on the
three
label.
Songs that made your iPod for $1.45, you got a good deal on
I
that.
Did get a good deal comparatively of what you'd pay for it anywhere else. Yeah. So, you know, it's good to go to music shops and stuff like that. Just don't do it in my turf.
Wow.
I'm out there looking too.
Crocus.
Is it on iTunes? Most other Crocus albums are. This one is not. They're still around. Just released a new album called Hoodoo in 2011, featuring that classic lineup, not these guys or whoever it is in that photograph in there. If you want to know more about Crocus, it's crocusonline.com.
Interesting.
And that's that.
All right.
Crocus.
One down.
We're moving on down the line. You're going to dig this.
All right.
This is pretty cool. I'm sure you've heard of it, the Panic Channel.
Yeah, that was
you know
it is? Dave Navarro's group.
Dave Navarro's band. Actually, it was three quarters of Jane's Addiction.
Oh, really?
With a different singer.
So Eric Avery.
And apparently a lot more balls.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
This was their debut and only album. The band was formed in the wake of the split of Jane's Addiction with Perry Farrell. It's Dave Navarro, Chris Chaney, and Stephen Perkins on drums, all of Jane's Addiction. They got Steve Isaacs on vocals, and he was a singer-actor who played the lead in a touring version of The Who's Tommy, and was also lead singer of a band called Sky Cycle, which I've never heard of.
I know that. I think I've seen him as an actor.
It's kind of interesting. Around this same time, Perry Farrell is working with former Extreme guitarist Nuno Bettencourt as the Satellite Party. You ever heard that?
Yeah, I remember. It's I actually
weird.
Liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I thought it was kind of weird.
I was into
really
James.
Dig it.
I liked it.
Why don't you go ahead and take a little taste of this one? This is a pretty cool tune, a little taste of the Panic Channel from 2006. This one's called Left to Lose. Not bad, huh?
No, it's pretty good.
This is a pretty cool album. Steve Isaac's a hell of a singer. This one, it's produced great. I mean, the guitars sound great and up front. Produced by Josh Abraham, known for his work with Slayer, Static X, Danzig, Velvet Revolver, Weezer, list goes on and on. The cover, it's a graphic of a topless chick with angel wings.
Yeah.
Extra imaginary points for nudity. That's how it goes here on Camaro's Cutout Bin. The sleeve, again, no lyrics. What's up with these bands? No lyrics. Cool artwork throughout the whole thing. It's very artsy. You know, you get your money's worth with the sleeve. It's got all of the things you want to know about. It's pretty cool. The music, it's much heavier than Jane's Addiction at times, and Steve Isaac's vocals are killer on it. At times, the guy reminds me of Sebastian Bach a little bit.
Yeah,
in the,
I can
in the
see
way
that
he sings.
This one kind of just got, I don't know, this one kind of got lost in the mix. I remember when Navarro was out promoting it, but you know, it didn't seem to catch on with people. But
it's
good.
I like it. I mean, I never listened to it when it came out. I never really knew nothing about it.
I've been interested to hear it, and I like
but,
it.
But Dave Navarro can really kick it out. Really, I mean, and he shows it on this album. He really displays his chops.
I wish he would have stayed with the Chili Peppers a little longer. I would have liked to have heard what they could have done together.
Yeah, maybe he could have helped them rock a little harder. this, does it rock? Oh yeah, it rocks mostly. You know, there's. Okay, well, I'll explain it with this. The songs on the iPod, for me, it's 5 out of 13. There's a lot of songs on there. There's some filler tunes on there as well that really didn't really click with me so much. You know, and I'm picky. You know, I'm picky with what goes in my iPod. On the other hand, if you count what I'm going to end up putting in my wife's iPod because of the love ballads on there that are still pretty damn good tunes, it'd be more like 8 out of 13. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's some stuff on there she's going to dig. I know it. Is it on iTunes? Yeah, it's on iTunes. They say if you like that, you'll also like Dave Navarro's solo stuff, a band called Electric Mary and Circus Diablo. I have no idea who any of them are, except for Dave Navarro.
Maybe that'll be the next Camaro's Cutout.
Maybe, if I find them somewhere. The Panic Channel, their website's dead. Steve Isaac's website's dead. You know, this is back in 2006. And, of course, Dave Navarro today, the host of Ink Master on Spike TV.
What'd you pay for this?
Less than $2, I can tell you that.
Well, not a bad deal.
No, I don't know if that one's got a sticker on it, but it wasn't much. I can tell you anything in this pile was dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Dirt cheap.
What we got next?
You ready for the next one? Yeah. Oh, you're going to like
this.
We'll
do one more, then we got to go to a break.
All right, sounds good. You're going to like this one. This is cool. From 2003, it's an independent release, a band called Drama Queen Die.
Now, was this the Chip Zanuff thing side
Indeed.
Project?
Indeed. This self-debut, it's Andrew Walker on lead vocals and lead guitar, Chip Zanuff, and Ricky Parent from Enough's Enough fame, equally on bass and drums. It's the project of the Chicago-based guitar player Andrew Walker. The cover, you know, it's cheap, but it's cool. It's a vampire skull with the logo around it. I mean, you can't really go wrong with a vampire skull, I guess, for a rock album. The sleeve, again, no lyrics, but it's kind of cheap-looking indie level with black and white band picks, and thanks to Kip Winger, Mark Ferrari, and Mark Torine from the Bullet Boys.
That's who's on the thank you list?
Yeah, a couple of people that were thanked that are like, you know, they're Decibel Geek type guys. Huh. You know, I just thought I'd mention that.
That's cool.
Give you a little taste of it right here. These guys, they're up and down. There's some of it's really poppy, Bon Jovi-like. Some of it's hard rock. You know, it's check it out for yourself. Here's a little taste. It's called One Thing or Another.
Going down tonight, one way.
My mistake. That's actually called One Way or Another.
What did you say it was?
I said One Thing or Another.
Wow. It's One Thing or Another.
Right, you know, so I didn't really know too much. But this is pretty cool stuff. I mean, the music, it's classic party rock. I listening to it, I would have never to be able to guess it came out in 2003. I would have guessed closer to maybe 83.
Or 88.
Around in there somewhere.
I mean, this Andrew Walker guy, is there any information about like what he's done since then?
I think that Drama Queen diet continues on, but I don't think Chips Enough and Ricky Perrin are in. I'm hoping that the fine writers at our website, www.decibelgeek.com, are going to help back me up this week and maybe do a little more digging than I was able to do.
Yeah,
maybe,
we need an article about these guys.
You know, an article about, you know,
what happened to them.
Panic Channel or any of
them. Yeah, any of them. Well, this one interests me, though, because my opinion, you know, as I'm just here as a spectator tonight, but Andrew Walker's vocals on this, he definitely comes from the Bon Jovi school of vocals.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't quite have the power to pull it off. And like it's like the vocals on this sound, you can tell he produced it himself. Because it's produced amateurishly.
And right.
There's some good songs here. There's a good skeleton for what could be a good CD. But
In 88,
exactly. But it sounds like
these guys could have been the next Bon Jovi, but they were 20 years too late.
They wouldn't have been the next Bon Jovi. But it's kind of like they should have left it in the oven a little longer, you know. But it's interesting. The music's really good, and there's also there's a straight up 80s power ballad on this album.
Yeah, there is. But I'm telling you, through and through, you'd never believe that this didn't come out in the 80s.
I thought
it did. It's pretty wild. The guy's guitar playing's killer on it.
Oh, musically, it's great.
You know, Chips Enough and Ricky Parent putting in solid performance, kind of doing stuff different than what they're used to in Enough's Enough. You know, just like, I don't know, Enough's Enough's got more of a groove to it than this. This is more, you know, in-your-face, hard, classic rock, I guess.
And also notice on
party rock.
On the CD, the skull has an Egyptian ankh, which, of course, reminds me of Vinnie Vincent.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, since we haven't done it in a while, I guess we need to update on.
Let me check my stack of CDs here and see if there's anything I found for less than $2. That's Vinnie Vincent's. Oh, hey, here, play this. All right.
Okay. Now that we're caught up.
So
on that.
I guess no Vinnie Vincent
back
this week. Sorry, guys.
All right. Well, we need to go to a break real quick.
Well, hang on. I'm not done yet.
Oh yeah. Well, finish
me off.
Finish
all right. The next thing. Does it rock? Yeah, mostly it rocks. Songs in the iPod. I gave it 5 out of 11. Not bad. You
that's
know, there's
not
some
bad at
there's
all.
Some pretty cool stuff on there. Is it on iTunes? No, but their 2009 album, Angels with Filthy Souls, is. Chips Enough, not on that one. Neither is Ricky Parent, rest his soul. You'll also dig Van Halen, Journey, Bon Jovi. That's what I figure. Yeah. If you like those bands, you'll dig this. Drama Queen dies on Facebook, and they're still around, like I said, with different band members. I don't know nothing about them. I'm sure the fine writers at the website will.
Cool.
We've got a long ways to go, so we'll take a quick break and come right back for more Camaro's Cutout Band.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Lars Ulrich.
I'm like the hugest U2 fan. I would borderline call myself a groupie.
Listen to the Decibel Geek podcast on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones with Stitcher. Stitcher's smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You enjoying yourself over there?
Yeah, it's an easy night for
me. Kicking back, taking
it easy. I just
have
to play clips and I'm good to go.
So they're drinking coffee. I hand you a CD. You check it out.
Yeah.
It's cool. Not bad.
Yeah.
Did I mention that what all 13 of these bands are vying for in Camaro's Cutout Bin is to be the band with the song selected at the end of the show? We're going to have one playout song. Out of all these, I got to pick one song that's the very best.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be hard, but we're going to do it. That's going to be the playout song.
All
so.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you if we picked it yet or not, but it could be coming up.
And if you end up disagreeing or agreeing,
yeah, that's the thing,
let
too.
Let us know.
We want you to hit us up on the websites and on Facebook, you know, and if you disagree, and I would imagine, I'm sure you probably do, a lot of you, you know, let us know. You know, let's talk about it. Talk about all these bands, you know, and I've got a lot more coming, so let's keep going. This next one, see it right there. You see how much I paid for it?
25 cents.
25 cents. And why did I get it? Because the band's called Nerf Herder, and I love me some Star Wars.
Course,
and I thought,
geeks.
You know, with a band like Nerf Herder, a name like that, this has got to be cool. So I found out a little bit about them. They were formed in 1994 in Santa Barbara. They're described as pop punk, but they describe themselves as geek rock. Huh?
It works for me.
Works for me. Go ahead and give it a taste. You're going to like this. It's kind of funny. This is a tune called Van Halen. That's pretty cool.
I
huh?
like it. It's got a Bowling for Soup vibe to it.
Yeah, it kind of does. These guys best known for the Buffy the Vampire Slayer theme. That led them to being signed by Arista. They'd re-release this album. This one I got is like the first version of it. Then they get signed by Arista and come out with another one. Hmm. Funny thing about that is there's a song on there called Easy Mark, and due to it being too similar to Don't Stop Believin' by Journey,
yeah,
the record label made them change up the song a little bit before they would re-release it.
Oh, really? Is that like a rip-off?
The riffs are similar. The record company must have thought it was close enough that they might get like in some trouble, so they didn't want to take the chance. The cover, I mean, come on, this is a band called Nerf Herder, and the best you can do is somebody wearing an orange T-shirt with a Nerf Herder button.
Yeah, they didn't really stretch far to do this
one. The band is Nerf Herder. I want a Tauntaun on the cover or something.
With glasses on.
The sleeve, yeah, there you go. The sleeve, no lyrics again. Pictures of the band members wearing bowling shirts with their names and the Nerf Herder logo. Woohoo, how cool is that?
Yeah, they're definitely not Gene Simmons when it comes to the merchandise department.
They want you to know important things about themselves, like Charlie collects action figures, Steve collects Pez dispensers, and Perry collects orchids.
Yeah. I like their sense of humor, though.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. The music, it sounds like Weezer to me.
When did you know, this come out?
Solid rock playing. It came out in 96.
96.
But it's a blend of pop
songs.
It's
almost like, you know, hipster type rock before, yeah, you know, before it got, you know, in vogue.
Right. I could hear this playing at some bar I wouldn't be enjoying being at.
I do like that song. I think I like it just because it's about Van Halen, though.
You know, and it's got a cool, people got to go find this song. It's called Van Halen. You got to check it out because towards the end of the song, he starts bitching about Sammy Hagar.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Songs on the iPod, I got two off of this one. But, yeah, you know, still not bad for 25 cents. It is on iTunes as well as some of their newer stuff. They ended up asking for their release from Arista in 99, but they continue to release music independently. iTunes says you'll also dig Teenage Bottle Rocket. Yeah. I don't know who that is, but I bet they sound a lot like Weezer.
Teenage Bottle Rocket has a great song about Kiss.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, though. I'll play it for you after we get off the mic.
Well, that's cool.
It's really, and that one we should play on the show.
Right on. Well, yeah, we always got Radio Suck shows
yeah,
coming
it'll
up.
Be on for sure.
I've never heard it, so that qualifies
it's really, it's funny.
All right, on to the next. The train keeps a rolling here on Camaro's Cut Open. The next one, I actually had heard one song off of here once before.
What's this?
Years ago. This is a band called King Missile.
Oh, this is the one you're about to play is my favorite one of all your picks.
Yeah? Have you ever heard it before?
Not till you showed me.
Really?
No, hell no.
This album came out in 90. Oh, hell no.
believe me, that one would have been like at the top of my iPod list if
nice.
I had known before.
Really? So at least one song off this got in your iPod. Huh?
Yeah, the lyrics on this are
That's
precious.
Great. I guess just go after all that build up, you might as well just go ahead and play it. This is a song called, get this, Detachable Penis.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, because for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house...
Man, I hate when that happens, huh?
I wonder if this song was inspired by John Bobbitt.
I don't know. These guys are known as an avant-garde band. I'm not really sure what that means. Artsy, I guess,
yeah,
is what that means.
Art rock.
It's the musical project of renowned poet John S. Hall. It's got Dave Rick on lead guitar, Chris Zephos on bass, Roger Murdoch on drums. It's their fifth studio album. The cover, well, it's some kind of strange sculpture.
Yeah, it
looks
weird.
Like something going into something else.
The whole penis.
So
thing
I give
continued.
Them extra points for having a cock on the cover of their album. the sleeve, Hell, it's got lyrics. You know, out of all those bands, Crocus included, it takes King Missile to actually have lyrics inside their in their sleeve. And as poetry goes, and I guess avant-garde music, there's a lot of lyrics. So that's mostly what the sleeve is all lyrics. The music, you know, it's weird. It's different, but there is some kick-ass rock on here. There's a killer guitar solo on the song Take Me Home, and I really wanted to play that, but I just didn't think
it would. Oh, you got to go with the Detachable
Penis. Yeah, it wouldn't have been right to give you Take Me Home and say, what a great metal band this is, and then you buy the CD and hear Detachable Penis. You'd have, you know, been in shock.
That doesn't have to be a metal song, though.
No.
It's great on its own just from the lyrics.
Yeah. there's a song on there called And that's got a kick-ass drum solo in it mixed in with it. Song called King Murdoch, which is a 54-second surf rock instrumental. I mean, it's just, it's an eclectic CD for sure. It's strange, cool, weird lyrics. Songs about violently killing Martin Scorsese and detachable penises.
Wow.
Does it rock? Yeah, at times it does. And then songs on the iPod, I gave it 4 out of 18. There's a lot of short songs and skits on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs on here. I was wondering.
A lot of it's like short songs and skits and little weird avant-garde things.
So it's almost like a performance art thing on CD.
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
There's some cool stuff on there, too. It is on iTunes. They say you'll also dig Bongwater, Jello Biafra, and Primus.
Yeah, I can hear that. I could also hear maybe Dinosaur Jr. or something like that.
John S. Hall and King Missile are both on MySpace. Does anybody go to MySpace anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't.
I've still got a page, but I never go to it.
Yeah, same here. King Missile has 10 studio albums. Their last musical release is in 2004, an album called Royal Lunch. That's King Missile, huh?
Interesting.
Never thought you'd hear King Missile on the Decibel Geek podcast.
No, but I'm my life's better now that I've heard that song.
We've all improved here tonight.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. This one is heavy, really heavy. I'm glad I picked this one up. Band called Boba Flex.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of these guys.
Check these guys out. Check out that CD. Came out in 2005 on TVT Records, an album called Apologize for Nothing. Again, is this another Star Wars-themed thing?
Yeah, we have Boba Flex and Nerf Herder in the same show.
That's the same reason I picked up that CD.
We are geeks.
Again, you know, it's got to have something to do with Star Wars. It's got to be good, right? Let's see here. They were formed in the 90s in West Virginia. This is their third studio album. Sean McCoy and Marty McCoy, brothers on lead guitar and vocals. They both play guitar, both sing. The cover, it's very metal looking. The band members in black and white with red, scary looking eyes. And
yeah.
The sleeve's A+. Can't beat a sleeve like this. Lyrics, awesome artwork, the whole shebang. These guys put together an awesome sleeve. If the contest tonight was not for the best song, but for the best sleeve.
Packaging, yeah.
Boba Flex would win this one, without a doubt.
Easily.
Songs on the iPod, 9 out of 12, baby. And here's a reason why. I give you a little taste. This is a song. It's called Bullseye.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Boba Flex. That one's called Bullseye. What do you think of that?
It's interesting. I like it. The vocals at the end there, I almost hear a little bit of Avenged Sevenfold type sound to them.
Yeah, it's kind of new metal-ish, but you know it did come out in 2005, but it's very unique. Duetted lead vocals and harmonies by the McCoy brothers. It blends a lot of different things like hard rock and metal and even some rap in there.
Yeah, it's definitely not straight ahead. It's kind of experimental.
Yeah, it is. And the guitar work on it's killer. To me, I don't know. It's hard to pin these guys down anything, but if it was Drowning Pool meets Cradle of Filth meets Korn meets Dio.
Yeah. It's that simple.
It's just that simple.
I think this is one of those you're going to have to just be in the mood for it.
I think so. I think that's what it is. And it's good. I mean, it rocks without a doubt from beginning to end. like I said, 9 out of 12 on the iPod on this one. I like
it
a lot.
It's
heavy, and it's cool, and I dig it. It's different.
Do you remember what you paid for this?
Less than $2.
Yeah.
It was at one of these music stores. You know, we got a couple of them here in Nashville that'll sell CDs for dirt cheap, and they just get thrown in with a whole bunch of other garbage, and you just got to dig through it.
The packaging alone.
That's what made me get it. You know,
it's got like a comic book in it.
Obviously, it was a metal band. You know, and Boba Flex, again, the Star Wars thing, I get suckered by that every time. Somebody comes out with a shitty band called Tauntaun or something like
Wookie
that.
Wookie Metal.
Wookie Metal, the Millennium Falcon. I'm going to buy it and be like, damn. But in this case, it was a pleasant surprise. They're on iTunes with this one along with their other releases. I don't know a whole lot about them. They say on there you'll like Rivet Head, Man-Made Machine, and Needlemouth. I have no idea who any of them
are. I don't know any of them.
The official BobaFlex.com is where you can find out more. They got 5 albums and an EP. Their most recent was 2011's Hell in My Heart, which has gotten some decent airplay.
So they're still around.
With their cover of Sound of Silence.
Oh, I have to hear this.
These guys doing that song.
Sound, really?
It's 2011, so I'll have to check that out. Wow. So that's BobaFlex.
Interesting.
Good stuff. Nine out of 12. I like that. All right, here's one. You know how much I paid for this one. How much I paid for that?
Paid zero because it got sent to us.
It got sent to
us. Our good friend Russ Dwarf.
So that definitely belongs in there. I don't know if you're going to find that in a cutout bin, but I didn't pay anything for it, and I like it, so I want to talk about it for a minute.
Yeah.
Talking about the band Hard Road, this one came out in 2010, an album called Miles. And, of course, like you were saying, our good friend Russ Graham, otherwise known as our good buddy here on the Desk Geek
Graham
podcast.
I guess Russ Graham, as far as Hard Road goes.
Russ Dwarf, otherwise, to the rest of us. Earl Johnson of Moxie. We've talked about Moxie before on the show on lead guitar. And it's basically a Canadian supergroup is what it is. It's all these great guys and Russ in there singing for them. The cover, well, it's the band standing in front of the bus. It don't get more rock and roll than that. The sleeve, hey, baby, it's got lyrics. You knew Russ was going to take care of us with
all
the lyrics. It's got all the lyrics. Not a lot of room in there because it's just one of those cardboard packaging deals, but they care enough to include the lyrics nonetheless.
Yeah,
so I like
that. It's environmentally friendly.
The music, I'm just going to give you guys a taste of it right now. I know you're going to dig this. This is Hard Road with a song called Headed Home. Man, you got to love that. The music on here is so solid. It's just,
it's
classic rock. You can't beat it. You know, every classic rock station in the world should be playing this band.
And Russ's voice, man, I mean,
it sounds just as
great now as it did in the mid-80s.
Awesome vocals from Russ on here. It's 70s, 80s style classic rock. Anybody should be able to dig it. It definitely rocks. The songs in the iPod, 6 out of 8.
Oh, you
just,
like this
just because I'm not a big ballad guy, you know. Some of them are.
I like the ballads.
There's a couple, and the ballads are good. It's just, you know, it's just not my thing
that's
so
my,
much. Some
that's
of
my,
it.
Domain.
Is it on iTunes? No, this one is not. But the Killer Dwarfs are. So if you want to check that out, I would imagine Moxie's probably on there too.
Oh sure.
In the show notes, we can let you know how to get a hold of Russ to get that CD
links
for yourselves.
All of it that I can find. I'm sure some of it may not be able to find.
If you like this, you're also going to dig the Killer Dwarfs, of course, Great White, Joe Walsh, Tesla, any classic rock. I go on and on and on. This fits in with all of that.
Yeah.
Russ Dwarf is on Facebook, and you can check him out right here on the Decibel Geek podcast when you go to the archives.
First interview you and me did together.
That was awesome. We got to get that guy on the show again.
Yeah, he's got to come
back. We'll get him on and talk about Hard Road.
Yeah.
Play the whole thing.
That'd be cool.
It's you could play the whole thing, except for maybe those two ballads. But everyone will, if you dig ballads, you'll dig that too. So check that out.
Cool.
On to the next. Are you ready?
All right.
We're moving right along. This one, the cover got me.
All right.
The cover got me.
Yeah, this is weird.
It is weird. I saw that and was like, what the hell is this? This is a band called Buckra. The album's called So Many Weapons, and it came out in 2003. Looks like an independent release. Don't know a lot about the band. It's a four-piece from Cincinnati. I know that. The cover?
It's weird.
It's got insane artwork depicting a pig, a dog, a beaver, and a rabbit in the act of unicorn genocide.
Yeah, they're like ripping a unicorn apart. It's weird. And then there's like a naked chick in front of it.
Well, then, you know, you open it up in the sleeve and the scene continues as the animals capture more unicorns and force them into a machine that grinds them alive as beautiful music comes out the other end to the delight of the new dancing fairies.
These guys are on drugs.
Plus lyrics. All that and lyrics too.
Some whacked out
it is
artwork.
Weird. It's really weird. It's very eclectic. It's hard to pin down. I don't know, you know, really what you'd call this. It's rock blended with hip hop and country and even metal at times. It's comedic through the whole thing. There's some really funny songs on here. There's solid guitar playing on it from Dylan Spieg and Jacob Hines, and the song Tutienes.
You're asking the wrong person.
I have no idea what that even means. That's a metal song. The songs Panties and Bubblegum Bandit, they're kind of cool. They stand out too. This one, I mean, I'd love to play Tutienes, but again, I think it would be misleading if I played that song and everyone said, oh man, that rocks. That's really cool. We should go get that.
Because that's different.
So let me show you what this band Buckra is really about, along with the many, many other things. Here's a song called Shake Your Baby Fat.
Dream of a girl such as she. Dream of a world where she would take a second look at me. And if this dream came to be, I think I would say something like, now is the time to release all the things you've been holding back. Shake your baby fat. Move a little faster so I can see where you keep it at. Shake your baby fat. Not robbing the cradle, I'm rocking the crib with my half stack. Shake your baby fat. Hold my boxes, give me a bib and a wet nap. Shake your baby fat. If your daddy saw you dance, he'd say, now child, that's no way to act. Shake your baby fat. What I said was out of line, but I refuse to take it back. Shake your baby fat, shake your baby fat, shake your baby fat, shake your baby fat. A shot of gin with a Similac.
Now, before everybody gets all upset,
a shot of gin with the Similac.
Let me just say, you know, with these CDs being pretty much at random, I can't guarantee everything's going to be Decibel Geek style hard rock music. But these guys are capable of it. Not a bad band. On my iPod, I gave it 4 out of, I don't know how many are on there. I forget. 4 out of whatever.
It's like 12.
Yeah, 4 out of 12. It is on iTunes, plus some of their other stuff. It's funny, the people that, you know how on iTunes at the bottom they say, you know, people have bought this, have also purchased, ready? Amy Winehouse, Poison, and CeeLo Green.
Wow. What genre is that?
I don't know, you know, so that's why they're, I'd say more like Mike Patton, maybe some Mr. Bungle stuff, Cake or Red Hot Chili Peppers a little.
I hate the name Buckra.
Buckra.
Sounds like some sort of disease you'd get.
It's
got a bad case of the Buckra.
It's some kind of racial slur, I think.
Oh, great.
You'll have to look that up.
Now we're people coming after us for it.
Well, you know, we didn't name the band. If you want to check out more of Buckra, it's www.buckra.com. 3 studio albums, most recent, 2007's Camouflage Playboys International.
Okay, before
if
we
you
go
you love
on,
you some Buckra.
We're going to
need to take a break?
Yeah, we need to take a break. I got to wash the Buckra off me, so.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
Got a question, comment, request, or legal threat? Call us on our voicemail hotline at 540-DB-GEEK-1. That's 540-324-3351.
Broadcasting live from Lemmy's Mole, you're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
All right, we're in the home stretch now. The end is coming near for these bands. One of these bands, their song is going to be played at the end of the show. See, I turned it into a contest.
Yeah.
These people don't even want to be in this contest, but they're in it now because I got their CDs for less than $2. This is Camaro's Cut Open. We've got a lot of bands to get to. Well, we got about five more to go, I think. One, two, three, four, five. That's right. Next one, man, after that Buckaroo, we really got to rock it out now, and I'm glad this band came along. This is one I found, and like I said, got it for less than $2, and it's killer. A band called Asphalt Ballet. That may be familiar to some rock and rollers that listen to the Decibel Geek podcast. That name familiar to you?
It sounds familiar. I think I remember advertising for it. I remember thinking it was a cool band name.
This one came out in 1993. It's an album called Pigs. It came out on Virgin Records. These guys were actually formed in 1988 in San Diego. They ended up getting signed by Virgin. They released their self-titled debut in 1991 with a different singer that appears on this album, a guy named Gary Jeffries. This is their second studio album. It's very different and heavy and less blues rock than the first debut album, with a new singer named Tommy Dean. Now, these guys have been accused of being one of those bands that, you know, people like to say, oh, well, you were a hair band, but then the 90s came and you tried to be a grunge band.
Sure.
I just don't hear it with this. I think this is a kick-ass rock album. I'm going to give you a little taste of it right now. You decide for yourself. This is a song from Asphalt Ballet called Weeds.
Maybe someday you know when it's time to stay and time to go. Some days you're piercing while the wind blows. Some days you're damn overflow.
Now, does that sound like Nirvana or Pearl Jam to you?
That sounds more like Tesla to me.
Tesla, you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's no detachable penis.
No. the cover, it's got domestic pigs in a cage. It's dark. That's what got these guys the bad reputation of trying to cash in on the grunge. It's just the packaging of it. The sleeve, it's got the lyrics and it's got pictures of the band members. But then it's got pictures of dead pigs all over the place too, you know, and it's kind of gross.
PETA does not approve.
No, definitely not. Yeah, I don't know.
Was
PETA not around in 1993 or was...
Well, this album these, probably
these
didn't...
pigs were already dead when we found them. We just took the pictures.
I don't know.
Pictures from a slaughterhouse. I mean, that's not all that cool. So maybe that's what gave them the "you guys are trying to be grunge." But the album, the music, the singing reminds me of Axl Rose a lot. And this is definitely a Guns N' Roses influenced band.
Yeah, I like it.
All the songs were written by Asphalt Ballet, except for one song called Crash Diet, which was written by Axl Rose, Wes Arkeen, Del James, and the Asphalt Ballet guitarist Danny Clark.
Huh.
It's a hard rock sound through and through with awesome production. And like I said, critically accused of being a hair band cashing in on grunge. I just don't hear it.
I don't hear a hair band or grunge. Like I said,
no.
I hear more of a Tesla, Guns N' Roses feel.
Right.
A little bit more blues rock, you know.
Right.
Stripped down.
Apparently, these guys are back together now with their original singer, Gary Jeffries. They got a MySpace page. does it rock? Yeah, it rocks through. Awesome CD. I picked 10 out of 13 on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to
really
listen
good.
To more of this. I like this.
Really good stuff. Is it on iTunes? Not at all.
It should be. I think this would actually sell a few copies.
Probably would. I've also got Asphalt Ballet's first CD, and it's a lot different. And any Asphalt Ballet fan listening to this will be like, oh, you suck, but I like this CD a lot better.
I really like this a lot. I mean, 93, I can see why it got overshadowed. I mean,
right.
Because it wasn't a grunge record.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the right time.
I don't even
that.
Hear this being an attempt at grunge, though. I don't know why they got labeled that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. It's weird.
Huh.
All right, ready to keep moving?
Yeah.
You know how much I paid for this one?
Let's see.
I didn't pay nothing for it. You did.
Oh, yeah. I paid 75 cents. I saw this at the used record store, and I was like, this looks like a Camaro's cutout bin contender because it's got some weird ass artwork, and it was 75 cents.
So yeah, and he passed it off to me, and so I stuck it in.
Listen to this piece of shit and see if it's any good.
There's not a lot out there about this band. They're called Voodoo Pharmacology. This is, it's called EP. It's from 2009. I think what it is, it's like a kind of a compilation of some of their other stuff is what this is. It's independent release. The website doesn't really have a bio on it. I know there's a chick and a banjo, and they're from Baltimore.
And this came out in 2009.
Came out in 2009. Give you a taste of the music. Here's a song called Minnesota.
Minnesota. Since I felt I belong here, where I've left my heart elsewhere. It's been so long since I felt I belong here, where I've left my heart elsewhere.
Not bad, huh?
It's almost like a stoner metal meets alternative sound.
Yeah, well, that's what I kind of the vibe I got off some of it. The stuff I like is kind of like Clutch meets Johnny Cash with some keyboards and banjos. You don't really hear a lot of the keyboard and banjo in that song. The thing is that's really the only song that's like that on the CD. The rest of it, I mean, there's other songs that are kind of like it, but ultimately it's kind of like King Missile, where they've got a couple of cool songs. To me, this one got 1 out of 9, and that was the song. Does it rock as much as keyboards and banjos will allow? The cover, I mean, is crazy. It appears to be like a voodoo doll with a flower growing out of its guts, it's and like it's being attacked by space syringes or something.
It looks like something that somebody would have drawn on their notebook in high school.
Well, you know, in the sleeve even, it's just a one-page deal, but inside it's got like weird alien-looking artwork. It's like almost
like hieroglyphics or something.
Right, like something an alien would write. I don't know.
Huh.
It's strange.
And it's a weird band name, too.
It's a weird band name. It's a weird cover. The music's weird, but I think that's what they're going for, so you know, kudos to that. You guys might like it. Check it out. It is on iTunes. Also, you can check them out at voodoopharmacology.com and also on Facebook. So cool. I checked out the one you gave me, and it's not bad. You know, I'm sure if I listen to it a little bit more, I might dig it. But
might be a grower.
Yeah, that Minnesota tune is a killer hard rock song. I don't know why they don't play that on radio. I mean, it's a rock song. Well, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't play it because it's good.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Can I derail things for just a
sure,
second?
Man.
Speaking of radio, who knows when this is going to air because we're banking episodes right now. But the other day, you know, we have a local modern rock station here called 102.9 The Buzz. And, you know, it's just another case where it's a typical modern rock station that plays the same handful of songs. And this one in particular really loves 90s grunge and alternative music. And
Bush.
It's Bush, it's Nickelback, it's Seether, it's all that stuff, you know, Nirvana,
Creed.
Hooey. And so the other day they're on my Facebook friends list because damn near everybody is.
I saw this.
And did you? Yeah, you saw it. So the other day they were talking about how the Powerball is now, at this point of recording, is up to like 400 or 500 million or something. And it was like, Powerball is up to 400 million. Who would be the first person you would tell to kiss your ass, like if you want it? So I had to be a smart ass and get on, and I said, you.
Exactly.
As I buy out your station and reprogram it to play something other than Bush, Nirvana, and what did I say? Theory of a Nickel Seether.
Too cool.
Yeah. And I had a few people like it. I had a couple people that like tried to give me shit about it. And they're like, well, that's what people want to hear. Well, of course that's what people want to hear when that's what you force feed them.
Right. Sometimes, you know, people don't know no better. You need to help them. You know, you're not just a radio station. You're there to help people. That's the way I always looked at it when I was on the air. And that's why we're doing what we're doing here today.
Yeah.
Meryl's Cuddle Bin. It's meant to help you. You know, you're going to check out some of these bands, and maybe there's some bands you'll know to avoid.
Hopefully.
Oh, shall we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Speaking of which? Maybe not. This next one's a band called Flipside. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. The CD's called We the People. Came out in 2005. Interscope Records. Oh, man. This one's tough. This one's tough. They're a rap rock band from Oakland, California, best known for their single called Someday. It is a very popular song. I think they used it on the Olympics and stuff like that. It's their debut album. The cover, it's a silhouette of band members with the Flipside logo. There you go. Check that out.
All right.
The sleeves got lyrics. I mean, it's all lyrics. Rap songs have a lot of lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of lyrics. But it's weird to have a rap song that actually had... Maybe I don't listen to
it. Is it about
rap.
All bitches and hoes? And...
No, it's about all different kinds of stuff. There's a song in there called U.S. History that the lyrics are really, really good.
Hmm.
But it's hard for me to get into.
Because it's rap.
The thing is, yeah, it's rap, but the music is...
Why did you pick this up?
Because somebody told me it was cool, I think, and I saw it for cheap, and I don't know. There's a lead guitarist on here named Dave Lopez, and he mixes in like flamenco and rock guitar into this stuff, and his guitar playing is really solid.
Yeah.
But then again, it's rap, so I guess give it a shot. You know, maybe not play too much, just a little bit.
All right. That's not bad.
No, it's cool.
I like it. Oh,
I know, I'm telling you. That's where the problem comes in.
Oh, no, I'm stopping that right
That's where the problem comes in. It starts out, you know, a lot of the songs are like that. You start listening and be like, man, that's pretty cool. That's some good, solid guitar playing, and all of a sudden, that happens.
And then it gets thug-ized.
Does it rock? Well, Dave Lopez does, but nobody else is on the team with him. He's just out there doing his own thing. Songs on the iPod, sorry, Flipside, it's 0 out of 12. I mean, it's cool for what it is.
Your buddy owes you 99 cents.
But it's just not what I'm into. I think if you like bands like maybe Head PE, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, and, oh yeah, maybe Bones, Thugs, and Harmony.
Yeah, and you probably that means you probably don't listen to this show.
Right, so there
so,
you go.
Yeah, let's move on.
If you do want to check it out, it's Flipside.com.
Oh, no.
All right. This will totally make up for
Buckra now sounds a lot better.
Right.
Sorry.
Exactly. Thank you, Flipside, for improving Buckra.
Yeah.
See, that's how it works. We're all working together here on Camaro's Cutout Bin. All right. The next one is going to totally make up for that last one, 100%. This is a band called Loudmouth. It's their self-titled debut. Came out in 1999. This CD is killer. It is awesome. They're from Oak Lawn, Illinois, right around Chicago, best known for the song Fly, which appeared on the Varsity Blues soundtrack. Remember that movie way back when?
Yeah, I do.
They released a demo in 96, which ended up somehow in the hands of one James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich. Metallica spoke highly of them. That got them their deal with Hollywood Records. They went on to go on tour with Megadeth. The cover? Well, you can't beat this. It's a dude getting an American flag tattooed on his tongue, huh? That says rock and roll to me. The sleeve, turns out I've actually got a promotional copy of this. Oh yeah, maybe a little, but you know, as opposed to maybe getting something else tattooed on your tongue, it could be worse.
Or getting your tongue tattooed at all? Come on.
It turns out I've got a promotional copy.
It is. Yeah, there's like no book or anything.
The songs are all out of order on it and everything. It's weird. I don't. Maybe that's why these guys never made it big, because when the radio stations got the CD, they didn't know which song to play because it's all out of order. Yeah, it's all out of order. I was listening to it, going, "Wait a minute, this isn't right.
This doesn't
match."
This got promoted pretty heavily in Metal Edge, I remember.
Yeah. And it should have. It's good Midwest hard rock. So here's a little taste of it, this song called Not Free.
Stop the time and the air is muggy.
That CD was not free, but damn close.
No, really?
Damn close. Almost got it. I had to got that one for less than a dollar. I mean, it's just a promotional copy. It's got great upbeat tempos, unique vocals. The guitar solid is the guitar sound is solid. It's produced well. Mm-hmm. It's a strong album from beginning to finish. It rocks. Oh, yeah, it rocks all the way through from beginning to end. No filler on this boy. 12 out of 12.
Wow, you liked it that much.
12 out of 12 on Loudmouth. I put the whole album on my iPod.
So James and Lars knew what they were talking about.
They heard it and knew it was good. Somehow we got lost in the shuffle. Nobody
That's
else.
It's weird with getting Metallica to push you and you still don't turn out anything.
This one is on iTunes as well as some other stuff by this band that I will definitely be going back and checking out. iTunes says you'll also dig Static X, Econoline Crush, and The Offspring.
Yeah, Econoline Crush is a good group.
Didn't they open for Kiss?
They did on their reunion tour. They got overshadowed by a lot of other stuff. But
yeah, they did.
Is Loudmouth still around?
As far as I can tell, and again, hopefully our good friends at the website are going to help write us stories and maybe get us caught up on this, www.decibelgeek.com. As far as I know, Loudmouth remains one of the most popular live acts in Chicago, and they've got an official YouTube page.
Uh-huh.
It's The Official Loudmouth, and as all these other bands from the 90s, they've got a MySpace page.
Well,
it's tough, you know. It's tough keeping up sometimes, but... This band, this album, I recommend it. I'm 100%. I picked 12 songs. It was hard for me to just pick that one. Will this CD include the song that stands at the end of the night alone?
Well, if you pick 12 out of 12, I'd be surprised.
The odds are pretty good.
Yeah.
The odds are pretty good that it may be a song off this album.
All right.
All right. That takes us down to the final one. You take a look at that cover and tell me why I bought it.
Well, the band is called It's Revenge, and the S in It's is the Kiss font.
Yeah, it's totally the Kiss ass, the lightning ass.
It's Revenge being a Kiss type title.
Right.
You would think, wow, this must be a Kiss sounding album.
You would think so. You know, but no.
You'd be wrong.
You'd be very wrong. Very wrong indeed. They're from Orange County, California. There's not a lot out there about this band. The cover, they got, like you said, the S in the It's. Looks like the Kiss lightning bolt. The sleeve, it's got no lyrics. It's got pictures of the band. Not a whole lot happening inside. The music, it's hard rock. The vocals kind of remind me of like Green Day or, you know, it's kind of like a Breaking Benjamin kind of a band or something. I don't know. Hipster rock? I don't know.
Like pop punk.
Why don't you go ahead and play it? Here's another thing that threw me off. The Kiss S and then this song. Yeah, check it out. It's called Nothing to Lose.
Billy Joe should sue.
Yeah, it's very Green Day, but the thing about it is the guitar work's really good on the album, and there's some kick-ass solos on there, really good solos in some of these songs. It's on iTunes. You know, it's kind of Foo Fighters. You ever heard the band AFI?
Yeah,
kind of AFI,
or
Green Day.
Some 41, maybe?
Yeah, we're one of them other bands with a number in their name.
Those kind of, SR-71. I mean, those kind of bands were kind of a dime a dozen back, you know. When did this come out?
2005.
So, it fits comfortably into what
right
was going on
there
at that time.
I don't know nothing about them. They are from California, and I think that's where they remain.
You know, interesting.
It's hard.
You know, our writer Andrew's from the Orange County area, and he actually did an article about how Orange County has such a track record of suckage as far as popular artists that have come out of there.
Yeah.
So I wonder what.
I wonder if that applies to the bands that never are still there.
Yeah, I wonder
really
what his.
I
wonder what his take is on this. Maybe he'll. Do
I
an
guess
article
we'll
about
find
that.
Out. He might even get an interview and get everybody updated on It's Revenge.
Yeah, I don't.
But it's
yeah.
sure not Kiss. And
I don't know. It's Revenge is probably turning down interviews all the time.
You see that it's Revenge and it's got the Kiss lightning bolt and it's the name and you know
it's pretty
the
misleading.
Title the title of the album is Rock and Roll Retribution. That sounds like a Kiss album.
Yeah, it sounds like a hard rocker.
And then it's
metal
got
album.
Nothing to Lose on it.
Yeah, the song Nothing to Lose.
You know, so it's they're out to trick the Kiss fans. So that's what I'm trying to do here today. It's a public service warning against this band that this is not Kiss. You might dig it for what it is, but it's not Kiss.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the final. That's CD 13.
Okay.
Made it all the way through. That's Camaro's Cutout Bin Volume 1.
So it's time to pick a winner, right?
Well, we got anything else to cover before we wrap it up?
Just follow us on Twitter at Decibel Geek Pod, Facebook, facebook.com/Decibel Geek.
Always like us on the Facebook and share what we got going on. Let your rock and roll brothers and sisters know what we got going on over here so that they, too, know not to buy It's Revenge or Flipside if they're big fans of Kiss. See how that works?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
That'll work.
We've performed a service here today, as we always try to do here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. Is that everything? We got everything wrapped up? All business?
Yeah, I believe so.
The website, www.decibelgeek.com. I almost messed it up and it was easy.
Okay.
It doesn't get any easier than that. I can't be messing it up like that now. Man, that's terrible. So like I said, when it was all said and done and I listened to all 13 of these CDs, I wanted to pick one song that I thought was the best out of all of them. And man, that's harder than I thought it would be when I first thought of doing it.
Yeah.
Seemed like a good idea at the time. I'm torn, man. I'm really torn. I want to play some Loudmouth. There's some great... I'd like to play the whole Loudmouth CD. That whole thing is good. But there's one song that really stood out to me above the rest
of them.
Well,
you know which one stood out to me, but we're not going to play that one.
We're not playing Detachable
Love
Penis
that
again.
Goddamn Detachable Penis.
That's a great song, awesome. Though. So you guys go check out all these songs wherever they are and, you know, go buy them for yourselves. All right, I'm going to end it out. We talked a little bit about it earlier. It was a song written by Axl Rose along with Wes Arkeen, Del James, and Asphalt Ballet guitarist Danny Clark. It was a Guns N' Roses demo that never made it onto any of their albums. I don't know nothing about the song other than who it was written by, and it ended up on this album. So this, basically the reason Asphalt Ballet can do this song is because their guitar player helped write it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was supposed to be a Guns N' Roses song that never made it on an album. And there are demo versions of Guns N' Roses out there doing it that you can check out. Here's the winner of Camaro's Cutout Bin Volume 1. It's Asphalt Ballet with Crash Diet. And we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Crash Diet. If you drink a finger, you should be alive. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.